Billions and Billions, Thoughts on Life and Death at the Brink of the Millennium, by Carl Sagan. Performed by Adenrale Ojo and Anne Druyan. There are some who think that the number of grains of sand is infinite. There are some who, without regarding it as infinite, yet think no number has been named which is great enough. But I will try to show you numbers that exceed not only the number of the mass of sand equal to the earth filled up, but also that of a mass equal in magnitude to the universe. Archimedes, circa 287 to 212 BC, the Sand Reckoner. I never said it. Honest. Oh, I said there are maybe 100 billion galaxies and 10 billion trillion stars. It's hard to talk about the cosmos without using big numbers. I said billion many times on the Cosmos television series, which was seen by a great many people. But I never said billions and billions. For one thing, it's too imprecise. How many billions are billions and billions? A few billion? 20 billion? 100 billion? Billions and billions is pretty vague. When we reconfigured and updated the series, I checked, and sure enough, I never said it. But Johnny Carson, on whose Tonight Show I'd appeared almost 30 times over the years, said it. He'd dress up in a corduroy jacket, a turtleneck sweater, and something like a mop for a wig. He had created a rough imitation of me, a kind of doppelganger, that went around saying billions and billions on late-night television. It used to bother me a little to have some simulacrum of my persona wandering off on its own, saying things that friends and colleagues would report to me the next morning. Despite the disguise, Carson, a serious amateur astronomer, would often make my imitation talk real science. Astonishingly, billions and billions stuck. People liked the sound of it. Even today, I'm stopped on the street or on an airplane or at a party and asked, a little shyly, if I wouldn't, just for them, say, billions and billions. You know, I didn't actually say it, I tell them. It's okay, they reply. Say it anyway. I'm told that Sherlock Holmes never said, elementary, my dear Watson. At least in the Arthur Conan Doyle books. Jimmy Cagney never said, you dirty rat. And Humphrey Bogart never said, play it again, Sam. But they might as well have, because these apocrypha have firmly insinuated themselves into popular culture.